Dart in the Heart, written by Diabolical Dean, narrated by Rhea314. Fandom 911. Herring, Henrietta Hen Wilson, Karen Wilson. The Santa Monica Pier is packed. Hen tightened her hold on Karen's waist as they walked closer to the actual carnival. She didn't even think that this many people would show up on the reopening, considering that a huge tsunami wiped out the whole dock not too long ago. She is not surprised, though. Ever since the CDC lifted the COVID restrictions, every cafe, bar, club, beach, and whatnot has been filled with people who have been dying to finally get out of their homes. When Hen and Karen told Hen's mom that they would love to go out for a real date, but didn't want to leave Denny alone, Antonia had all but shoved them out of the house, saying that she'll take care of her grandson while they have fun. They didn't need much more convincing after that. "God, it's crowded," Karen says, when a third person bumps into them. Hen lets go of her waist and tangles their hands together, pulling her through the horde. "Come on, we just need to pass through the entrance," Hen responds, squeezing Karen's fingers. Another couple of minutes of shuffling through the crowd pass before Hen finally notices an empty bench near the pier's end. She wraps her arm around Karen's shoulder, her wife's arm coming up around her waist in response, guiding her to sit down. The bench was facing the ocean, and the couple leaned into each other, content to just take a moment to breathe, to absorb the happy atmosphere and excited murmurs of the other people around them. "It's weird." Karen's voice cuts through the silence that they've been sitting in for some time now. There's a note of amusement in her voice, and Hen pulls away from Karen's embrace, raising her eyebrow slightly. "It feels like forever since we've been somewhere alone," she muses through a smile, and Hen laughs softly. "It's 'cause it's been forever. I mean, between taking care of Denny and fostering and me taking classes." Hen shakes her head slightly. "I think we haven't had a moment to ourselves since our wedding." Karen snorts. "It's not been that long." Hen just gives her a pointed look, her mouth setting into that smirk she wears every time she thinks she's right. Karen rolls her eyes. "Okay, maybe it's been that long." Hen brings her hand to the side of Karen's face, pulling her into a soft kiss. They break apart when their smiles grow way too wide to keep kissing. "You know," Hen starts, "remember the last time we were at a carnival? How much fun we had on those pay-to-play games." "I knew it was just a matter of time before you asked to go there," Karen cuts in. But there's no malice in her voice, only fondness. "Come on, just one game, please." Hen whines like an overgrown child that she is, already standing up from her spot, swinging their intertwined hands in between them. She keeps looking down at Karen with those pleading puppy eyes, reminding her so much of Denny. "You basically emptied our wallets the last time I let you play," Karen remarks, standing up despite her words. "I was young and stupid." "That was last year." "And last year, Nia really wanted that unicorn." Karen sighs dramatically, a small smile showing on her face. Hen kisses her cheek with a loud smack before practically dragging her towards the first game she sees. There is a display of plush toys on the shelves, and Hen's buzzing on her spot, eyeing the big panda bear. Karen takes out her wallet and places the $1 bill into the salesman's hand, getting 3 rubber darts in return. Hen snatches them from her hand before she can even offer them to her. "Wait," Karen puts her hand on Hen's shoulder, who's already crouched down to look through the gun sight. "What?" Hen asks impatiently. "I want to go home with some money in my wallet, so please, don't suck at this," Karen says, somewhat seriously. Hen scoffs. "Babe, when do I suck at anything?" "Well, you weren't a champ last year." "I told you the guns were rigged." Karen laughs, patting her wife on the back. "Sure they were. Come on then, shoot the shit out of those cans. Hen gets back into her position, looking so damn set on the task that Karen has to stifle another laugh that's threatening to escape. Hen, babe, shush. It's been 10 minutes. Shh. Karen covers her face with her hand, shaking her head slightly. She's $10 poorer and hence hit everything but the target. She's still dead set on hitting the cans no matter how much Karen tries to pry her hands away from the gun. Hen doesn't move an inch. I got it this time, Hen says seriously, shifting on her feet, taking another shot and... How the fuck did you miss that? Karen exclaims, when the third dart hits the painted bird in the background. Shut up and pay the man, Hen says, extending her hand without looking back at Karen. Hen, Karen tries again. I'm not moving from this spot until I get that panda. At this point, we can just go to the store and buy one, Karen responds dryly. Hen turns around and gives her a dirty look. I'm gonna win that panda. Karen sighs before pulling out another dollar bill, taking the darts and shoving Hen from the spot. Hen starts to protest when she puts the darts in the gun, shifting into the shooting position and striking 3 cans in a row. Hen stills beside her. She lifts her gaze from the gun sight. How many points is that? She asks the salesman. He picks up the cans, turning them around to read the labels. 30, he responds. Is that enough for that panda over there? She asks, pointing at the highest shelf. He rips the sticker attached to the panda's leg and hands it over to Hen, whose jaw is dropped and her eyes are wide in disbelief. She takes the panda without looking away from Karen's face. All yours, ma'am, he says in an amused tone, smiling widely. Karen thanks him and loops her arm through Hen's. Can we go now? I want to ride the Ferris wheel while the waiting line is still not too long. If I tell you that that was extremely hot, would you find it weird? Hen asks, and Karen blushes, kissing her on the cheek and leading her towards the waiting line. Well, somebody had to make my money's worth, she retorts, and Hen laughs, hugging the panda tighter. The day passes quickly after that. They kiss when the Ferris wheel stops on top, and later they buy some sweets for Denny. Hen keeps the panda close to her chest. And if Karen knew that toy would make Hen look so damn soft, she'd win it way earlier into the game. You really like that thing, huh? Karen asks her later on the drive home, the panda sitting comfortably in Hen's lap while she's driving. It's a little bit stupid, but I always wanted to win one of these. Hen responds, a bit of sadness leaking through her voice. Karen puts her hand on Hen's thigh and squeezes. It's not stupid. I wasted $10 for nothing. Hen snorts, resting her hand atop Karen's. Yeah, well, at least you looked cute doing it. Karen smirks when Hen rolls her eyes. Do you think I can smuggle it into the house without Denny seeing it? Hen asks half-heartedly, nodding at the toy in her lap. Karen laughs, running her hand soothingly across Hen's leg. I think it's time to say goodbye, she responds, leaning to kiss Hen on the temple. And if Karen sneaks into the house through the back entrance with the panda while Hen greets her mom and Denny at the front door so their son doesn't see it, that's between them and them only. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.